Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Department of Workforce Services says it's committed to combating workers' compensation fraud. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Department of Workforce Services sent out a press release on Wednesday telling residents they are committed to upholding the integrity of the Wyoming workers' compensation system. In light of Campbell County resident Klaus G. Pausch's recent criminal sentence for fraudulently obtaining workers' compensation benefits, the Department of Workforce Services reaffirmed its dedication to combating fraudulent activities that undermine the health of the compensation trust fund and the intent behind the system to provide financial support to individuals injured on the job to assist in their recovery and return to employment. Pausch was sentenced on August 29th, receiving a 3 to 7 year prison sentence for misrepresenting or falsifying statements to the Department of Workforce Services. In September 2020, Mr. Pausch sustained a work-related injury and applied to receive temporary total disability benefits for lost time from work. In October 2021, Mr. Pausch returned to work without notifying the Department of Workforce Services, and he continued to apply for and receive lost wage benefits. Pausch fraudulently received over $22,000 of benefits between October 2021 and September 2022. Chad Seidel, Quality Assurance Manager for DWS, said the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services Workers' Compensation Program is designed to provide financial support and assistance to individuals who have suffered a work-related injury with the objective of aiding their recovery and facilitating their speedy return to gainful employment. Pausch's actions undermine the integrity of the system and caused harm to the program's resources, credibility, and effectiveness. The impact of Pausch's actions extends beyond the financial losses suffered by the workers' compensation program. This fraudulent behavior undermines the foundation of trust that underpins our operations. It creates a ripple effect throughout the program, casting doubt on the legitimacy of other claims and increasing scrutiny and administrative burdens on honest applicants. Workers' compensation fraud impacts all stakeholders involved: employers, employees, healthcare providers, and the state. The department says they will vigorously pursue those engaging in deceptive practices, ensuring accountability and promoting a level playing field for all. They encourage the public, employers, and employees to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activities related to workers' compensation or unemployment insurance claims. If you are aware of fraudulent activity, please contact the Department of Workforce Services. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.